Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Gals Podcast. Sharon Vornholt is your host and the creator of the Louisville Gals Real Estate Blog, where you will learn how to become a savvy real estate investor, make money, build streams of passive income, and create a lifestyle and a business you love. Whether you're a seasoned real estate investor or just getting started, this show is for you. Now, let's talk real estate investing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Let's Talk Real Estate Investing. This is Sharon Vornholt, and I will be your host for this show. I am really excited about doing this podcast series, and after working through a bunch of technical glitches, we are finally ready to go. For those of you that don't know me, I have been investing in real estate since 1998, so that's just about 15 years now. I'm a full-time real estate investor in Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm also the creator of the Louisville Gals Real Estate Blog. I started my blog with the goal of teaching other folks how to invest in real estate and how to build a profitable business. This podcast is simply an extension of that original goal. Now, if you're brand new, I will give you information and the tools to help you bust out of the cycle of overwhelm and procrastination and finally get your business going. If you've been in this business for a while, these podcasts will help you to grow your existing business. You may have also run into me over at Bigger Pockets. I have been a regular contributor on that site for a little bit more than 2 years now. So I have written over 100 articles on real estate investing just for that site. Today I wanted to tell you a little bit more about what to expect going forward and what I'm trying to accomplish here. I also want to tell you a little bit more about my background and how I got started investing in real estate. People come into this business from many different backgrounds and with very different levels of experience. And my goal is to help take you from where you are to where you want to be. I will be interviewing other experts from around the country on the show, and those people have found success building their businesses their way. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is that you're going to see a lot of different business models. You will hear a lot of different real estate investing strategies, and you will also learn about a lot of different niches that you can work in. There is almost an endless number of ways you can make money with real estate. You'll also be getting some podcasts with pure content from me along the way. Maybe you are wondering why I decided to do this podcast. Well, the answer is really simple. I'm hoping that this helps you to shorten your learning curve and also avoid some of the mistakes and frustrations that those of us who've been in the business for a while have experienced. I want to help you become a savvy real estate investor, grow a profitable business, and create a lifestyle that you love. And I want everyone to start thinking about creating a lifestyle business. You can have all the success in the world, but if your business isn't in alignment with your lifestyle you want to create, I can promise you that you're going to be miserable. So what exactly is a lifestyle business? Well, quite simply, it's a business that allows you to create the particular lifestyle you want to live. For example, for a lot of people, that lifestyle includes more time with friends and family. They just don't want to work all the time. For others, it's time for travel and adventure. For you, it might be more time to enjoy a hobby that you love. Maybe you're a golfer or you like to fish. But here's the thing. With a lifestyle business, you get to decide. Here are just a few of the other things that we'll dive into on the podcast in the upcoming months. We're going to talk about marketing. Since marketing is so important, and this is one of the areas that I know a whole lot about, we will definitely be talking about marketing along the way. Your number one job as a real estate investor is marketing. Simply put, if you don't have leads coming in the door, you'll be out of business before you ever get started. We will talk about outsourcing. You're going to learn some valuable tips from someone who's an expert in this area. He's going to show you how outsourcing some of your work that keeps you in a constant state of overwhelm can actually help you make more money. Investing in multifamily properties is a topic that people ask me about all the time. I have an interview with an expert who will show you how you can buy multifamily properties with little or none of your own money down. I also have an interview coming up on the show in the next few weeks to talk about the Dodd-Frank regulations and how this affects seller financing. If you're doing any kind of seller financing or even lease options, you don't want to miss this podcast. There are some really stiff penalties if you get this wrong, so you need to pay attention to this one. We're also going to take a look at specific investing strategies, some of which I'm pretty sure you aren't that familiar with. For instance, did you know that you can flip land you purchase for pennies on the dollar, and it can be sold quite easily for a big profit just by listing it on Craigslist? You don't even need a buyer's list for this strategy. If you happen to be one of those people that has a good business now, but you want to scale it up, I have an upcoming show on exactly how to do that. We will have actionable tips to help you grow and expand your existing business. Down the line, we'll talk about working from home. Since this business is one where a lot of folks actually do work from home, I'm going to have a show on how you can successfully navigate this process and how you can maintain your focus when you work from home. This can be really tough, especially if you're a brand new entrepreneur. These are just a few of the topics that I'll be covering on my podcast. Over time, we will dive into just about every aspect of real estate investing. And if you have a particular topic that you want me to put in the show, just send me an email and I'll do my best to accommodate you. I want to invite you to stop by my blog, the Louisville Gals Real Estate blog, where you will find information and videos on just about every topic that has to do with real estate investing. While you're there, be sure to check out my brand new video series called Makeover Mondays, Baby Steps to Success. In this particular video series, I cover all the things you need to know right from the beginning to get your brand new business off the ground. These are short videos that last approximately 4 to 5 minutes, so they're really bite-sized bits of information. Now, just to tell you a little bit about how I got started, for those of you that don't know me, I have 2 grown daughters and 1 granddaughter. Both of my daughters work in real estate-related fields. I owned and operated a successful home inspection business for 17 years, and it was during that time that I started investing in real estate. In 1998, a realtor friend of mine took me to my very first REIA meeting, and I instantly became hooked on real estate investing. Over the next 10 years, I invested in single-family homes. I did rehabs, and I bought some rentals. During that time, I learned what I like to do, and I also learned what I really don't like to do. In 2008, I closed my home inspection company and began investing in real estate full-time. So as you go forward down this path, not only should you expect some trial and error as you figure everything out, but you should know that it's okay to change course. Most of us have done that at some point in time in our real estate careers. Now, there are several things I love about real estate investing. One is that you have the flexibility to work when you decide you want to work. You also have the unique ability to build a lifestyle business and escape the constraints of a 9-to-5 job. Does that mean this business is easier than a 9-to-5 job? Not at all. But it does mean that you get to decide what type of business you want. And if you do this right, you can absolutely create a business and a lifestyle that you love. Now, if you happen to be driving while you're listening to the podcast, I will have show notes posted after each show over on my site, the Louisville Gals Real Estate blog, and you can find it under the podcast tab. Once you're there, you will find an outline of the highlights of that day's show, along with any links we discussed in the podcast. You can also leave any comments or questions you have over there, too. If you like what you hear on the podcast, I'd like to ask you a favor. Please head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast and leave us a good review while you're there. I want to thank you for listening to this first episode of the show. This is Sharon Bornholt, and I will see you next time on Let's Talk Real Estate Investing.